It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. The only good thing I can say about COVID is that I've known where she was most of this last year. And with that in mind, I suspect she is in Switzerland. But she will actually tell us. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Yes, Jill. Hello. Hello to you. Yes, from Switzerland. And I believe, considering how things are developing, that it's going to be for quite a long time still from Switzerland. And I'm actually today going to stay in the country with our conversation, talking about the right to vote for women in Switzerland. Why am I mentioning that today? It's because it's an anniversary, and the right to vote for women in Switzerland is only 50 years old. It means that the law was accepted in February 1971. This is extremely late compared to other European countries. Just to quickly compare, it was 53 years after Germany, 26 years after Italy, 52 years after Austria, and 27 years after France. That is a very, very big difference, and something that is actually interesting to talk about. So it's not for not having tried that it didn't happen before. Actually, in 19, I don't want to say that wrong, in 1868, there was the first attempt in Zurich, then in 1893, all these attempts failed quite dramatically, actually. In 1904, the Socialist Party took this issue to try to counter what they thought was exploitation and bad capitalism. But in spite of the fact that in 1909 there was then also an Association of Women for the Right to Vote, which was formed, it never really went anywhere, and the country was way too far from the thought of giving a voice to women, that all of these attempts were really failed, all of them. Between 1914 and 1921, there were also countless propositions. Why countless? Because every propositions was not always in the same cantons. Cantons are, as a small reminder, what would be called the states in the US. So it happened in different parts of Switzerland, but it didn't get much more successful either. Then in the 30s, the economic crisis and the rise of fascism didn't help the cause either, because that was exactly the time where men thought that the right place for women to be was at home, taking care of their children. In the 40s, it was tried again, as you can see, for many, many years. There were really many attempts to get the right to vote, but none succeeded. It's only in 1959-1960 that two or three states in Switzerland gave the right to vote, but only locally, basically on a state level. And finally, on a federal level, women got the right to vote in 1971. So one could really wonder how come then all of a sudden it was possible. And there are, of course, different theories. And one of them is the fact that because it was already possible in many big countries in Europe, the reputation of Switzerland was in that sense not so good, especially considering that it was becoming the place where many international companies were opening. And there was this need to feel that it was a country that also had open views on society. So maybe the reputational issue was one of the reasons why it finally succeeded. The reason why it didn't succeed before, those reasons are actually very classic and I believe sometimes still valid in the head of some people. And it was the belief that women were not born to participate to political life. Because they would neglect their children, they would neglect their husbands, and they would neglect their domestic duties. So basically, women were for a very, very long time seen as mothers and wives, and but not necessarily as independent beings who could have their own valid opinion in the social and political spheres. Another common also reason was hysteria. That comes a little bit back in every text that I read about the subject. And it's this feeling that basically women are too emotional. They are to the point of getting often enough hysterical, and that would take away from them the possibility to think straight and to make any valid decision in terms of politics. That is also combined with the fact that, for example, domestic violence was only criminalized in the 90s. So it definitely shows that there was a society where for a very, very long time, men had a voice that was definitely the only valid voice in Switzerland. It's now a 50 years anniversary. One gets the feeling that this is really, in a way, a very short amount of time, and especially compared to the rest of Europe. So that would be for history and for some kind of anniversary in Switzerland. What we also have, and now for everybody to decide on that, men as well as women, is in March a referendum to forbid niqabs, to forbid the religious coverings that cover faces, because it's seen as a danger for society. I think that this is a very interesting topic, which I will probably mention further in the next few weeks, as it is to notice that there are very, very few women that actually wear niqabs in Switzerland, and that this is perceived a little bit as a form of racism against Middle East visitors. So this is a little link that I made today to show that the fight for women is not finished yet, and it can translate in different ways and for different reasons. But again, this next referendum is about women. And is about the right for women to dress basically the way they want to. Of course, linked to, in this case, to a specific religion. But it's going to be very interesting to see how people are going to react to this referendum, as one does have the feeling that societies are evolving now, especially fast, and that it's not going to take another 50 years, I believe, for women to have another position in our societies, generally speaking.
And we will have to see how well the men, or how much the men have learned in 50 years.
Yes, we'll see about that.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.